In this bulletin, three people killed in a suspected terror attack inside a church in France. Racing New South Wales launches an investigation into animal slaughtering allegations. And in sport, next year's New Zealand Open golf tournament cancelled. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. A knife-wielding attacker shouting Allahu Akbar, God is greatest, has beheaded a woman and killed two other people in a church in the French city of Nice. The suspected attacker, believed by police to be a 21-year-old Tunisian national, was shot by authorities during his arrest at the scene. He's been treated at hospital. The French president has declared the killings, which took place on the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, an Islamic terrorist attack. Prime Minister Jean Castex has raised France's security alert to its highest level. Addressing France's National Assembly, he sent his condolences to the victims' families.
I want to tell them here, ladies and gentlemen, that the nation shares their pain and their immense emotion. This attack was cowardly and barbaric, and the whole country is in mourning.
The Greens are calling for the cancellation of horse racing in response to reports retired animals are being slaughtered for pet food in New South Wales. The allegations over the destruction of racehorses have angered animal welfare advocates who want the industry shut down. The Melbourne Cup Carnival is being held next week without crowds, and the Greens are worried more horses could die. New data shows the US economy grew a record amount in the third quarter as businesses reopened after a coronavirus shutdown and pandemic relief fueled consumer spending. Gross domestic product expanded at a 33.1% annual rate. It's the last major piece of economic data before the presidential election next week. US President Donald Trump's campaign has touted the result as a validation of the leader's economic policies. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is preparing to announce whether she'll reopen the border to New South Wales. The two states have been locked in a dispute over the coronavirus border rules, and a decision is expected to be made public by midday today. On the day before the Queensland election, Ms. Palaszczuk is under pressure to relax border rules. Sweden's daily coronavirus infections have reached a new high, with 3,254 cases in 24 hours. In Bulgaria, authorities are shutting bars, nightclubs and limiting restaurant capacity in response to a growing number of cases there. This student, who will be forced to study online in Bulgaria, isn't convinced of all the protocols in place.
I support respecting social distancing and avoiding crowding in one place and the closure of discos, but I'm against wearing masks outdoors because I think it makes no sense and has no logic.
Communities affected by last summer's bushfires will have access to the Natural Disasters Royal Commission report when it's released today. The report was presented to the federal government earlier this week. It's expected to include details on how to make best use of the Australian Defence Force during the bushfire season. The Commission has also suggested the establishment of a national cabinet to manage future responses to bushfires. Senate estimates has heard that the estates of around 3,000 deceased people are among those owed refunds under the botched Centrelink robo-debt program. Services Australia officials confirmed last night that the agency has now repaid $697 million of the $721 million it promised to repay after backing down on the scheme, which is now the subject of a class action. To sport, the New Zealand Open, scheduled to be held on two courses in Queenstown in February, has been cancelled. The organisers of the golf tournament say the decision was made because of the uncertainty related to the pandemic. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 36. Adelaide, showers or 220. Melbourne, much the same, 20. Hobart, also showers, 18. Canberra, showers and a possible storm, 21. Wollongong, shower or 221. Sydney, late shower or 222. Newcastle, early fog, 24. In Brisbane, sunny, 31. Cairns, similar conditions, 33. Darwin, possible shower or storms, 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.